微给我理一点点细说吧，包括那些两个夫人、两个龙什么的，稍微用一条细说。
Okay. There's two parts of the question, all about the revelation.
Yes.
Yeah. First is we always talk about the 7 years of tribulation. Is there any Bible verse to support this 7 years of revelation that will come when judgment is near? And
right.
Second question is regarding the revelation after chapter 5. There are a lot of seven seals and seven bowls.
Yes.
Seven trumpets. Yeah. And also some dragon and two witnesses. So,
yes.
And can you give me a little bit of because all these should be parables. So yeah, she has totally no idea about. Yeah. What does this mean?
All right. Well, the Bible is an amazing book. And sometimes in the Bible, you are told stories that are parables.
圣经是一本很神奇的书，有的时候呢，听到的故事呢，它是像就是比喻啊。
The word parable means something that is rolled alongside.
那比喻呢 ？Parable 这个意思呢，其实就是就像在边上一直在进行中，就平行进行的一件事啊。其实就跟这个就像一个镜像一样。
So the word parable, the para means alongside.
那 para 这个意思呢，就是在边上的意思。
And the parable is the root from which we get our word ball.
那个 ball 这个词呢，就是我们说的球的那个词根呢 ，ball.
So a parable is like a ball that's rolled alongside.
那这个 parable 这个词就像一个球呢，一直在你边上滚的。
And a parable is a story that you can understand to explain a great spiritual truth that you might have hard time to understand.
所以呢 ，parable 呢就是一种故事，你能够更好的理解那些你就这么跟你讲的特别深的难理解的属灵道理。
So it's interesting. The Lord Jesus told lots of parables, just interesting stories.
就像主耶稣自己就讲了很多的这样的比喻的故事。
But in the Old Testament, there were a lot of parables too, interesting stories.
那旧约也有很多类似这样的故事。
And so, when I was younger, especially, I used to like the Bible because it had lots of good stories.
那我在小的时候呢，我特别喜欢读圣经啊，它就里面有类似很多这样的故事。
So I learned the story, and then as I grew older, I began to understand more and more of the truth that the story illustrated.
所以我小的时候只是知道了这个故事，随着我们年纪慢慢增加呢，我就越来越能明白这个故事里蕴藏的属灵的道理。
But God is more than a storyteller.
那神呢是远比一个讲故事的人要大得多了。
And so God has organized life in the world. He's organized history and he's organized prophecy.
所以神呢，他也是在组织这个生活，在组织这个世界哈，那就像他在旧约有很多预言一样，这些都是他就是历史的进程，也是他在组织。
And the way he organized it is he organized it so it's like a parable.
所以他组织的这个方式就像一个比喻一样啊 ，parable 一样。
So it's a true story that's a parable.
这是一个真实的故事，这个故事呢，却又像一个比喻一样，它有蕴藏的属灵的道理。
Now only God is big enough to do that.
只有神有这样大的能力，他能这么做。
So Jenny's question is, in the book of Revelation, there are a lot of sevens.
所以 Jenny 的问题呢，在启示录里有很多个七。
And God has put the plan for the revelation together so that the facts that will take place in Revelation are related to the number seven.
所以神呢，安排启示录时候这个事件哈，到一个程度，它刚好是和很多个七能够联系起来。
So what does the number seven mean?
那七是什么意思呢？
It means complete.
七就代表完全。
Or full.
完成的。
It means basically if you got seven, that's all you need.
那你如果有了七呢，那就够了，就是你要的就够了。
Okay, so God has stamped seven all over this world.
所以神呢就给了很多个七呀，就到这个世上。
He has stamped the number seven over many things, but including the book of Revelation.
在很多事上，包括在启示录里面，都有这个七。
So the book of Revelation is the book of the completion of the plan of God to deal with the sin in the world of humanity.
所以启示录呢，是神的要处理地上的罪的这样的计划一个完成的时候，所以
So my question is, how many times does the number seven appear in the book of Revelation?
所以我问大家呢，在启示录里面呢，有多少次讲到了七呢？
And the answer is 49.
答案是刚好是49次。
Okay, only God would write like that.
只有神能够这么写啊。
God says, these are the things that are going to happen.
神说这些事会发生。
It's all going to be precisely according to his plan. And when it is finished, it is all going to be complete. The Bible says of Jesus that he was the beginning and the end. And he's going to finish the book of Revelation and everything is going to be perfectly completed.
所以神是神，耶稣说他是起，他是终啊，所以一切的事情都会是非常完整的，就是启示录就是达到这么样的一个目的啊，就是神安排到一个程度，都是刚好出现的七这个数字，然后呢也预表着一切事情都是完全的到最后的时候。
So Jenny says that she's like the rest of us. She reads the book of Revelation and she's got lots of questions.
所以 Jenny 说她读启示录有很多的问题。
But one thing we know, that when Revelation is all over, God is going to have it perfectly completed.
所以有一件事我们是知道的，当启示录的时候发生的时候呢，就是神会告诉我们一切就都完成了，完全了。
All right, so, we rest and we relax in that knowledge.
所以我们是在这样的知识里，安息的，有平安的。
I was with Bill Whiting this afternoon.
今天下午呢，我和 Bill 弟兄在一起。
Bill Whiting said to me, "Why?"
Bill 问我呢，为什么？为什么我会临到这些事
？He said, "Why did I fall down?"
为什么我会摔一跤
？Why did I break my hip?
为什么我会把这个骨盆给摔断
？Why am I here?
为什么我会躺在这儿？
I said, Bill, forget it. You don't need to know why.
我说 Bill, 你不需要知道哈，你不需要知道为什么。
God knows why.
神知道为什么。
With him, everything is complete and everything is perfect.
因为在神里呢，一切都完全了，一切都是完美的。
So you rest in that. Our God is the God of sevens. Everything that he does is complete and full and perfect, and you and I can rest in God.
所以你要记得这个事实啊，我们的信靠的这个神是一个完全的神，是一个完美无瑕的神，所以一切呢你要信靠他，你就在里面有平安了。
How many days did it take God to make the world?
神造天地要花了几天呢?
Six.
What did he do on the seventh day?
第七天干什么呢?
Rest.
He rested. What do you and I do when we look at God? We rest in the work that he has done.
我们也是一样，那我们也在他已经做好的工里面，我们安息。
So Jenny's question is, there are going to be 7 years of tribulation.
首先我们看呢，第一个问题的部分叫七年的大灾难。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
So turn in your Bibles to the book of Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书九章。
Daniel chapter 9.All right, so the context is Daniel was living in the country of Babylon.
那上下文呢，是但以理住在巴比伦。
And he didn't like it there.
他也不想住在那里。
Okay, where did Daniel want to live?
但以理想住哪呢？
He wanted to live in Jerusalem.
他想住耶路撒冷。
What happened to Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷发生什么呢?
It was destroyed because of the sin of the people who lived there.
它被毁了，因为在里面住的犹太人呢所犯的罪。
And the people of Babylon, sorry, the people of Israel were either killed or they were carried captive to Babylon.
所以在住在当中的以色列人呢，或者被杀了，或者被抓掳到了巴比伦。
When they got to Babylon, they all cried.
所以当他们去到巴比伦的时候呢，他们都痛哭啊。
And so one of the Psalms tells us that when they were there in Babylon, the Babylonian people asked the Jewish people to sing them a song.
所以有一个诗篇的内容就说呢，当他们在巴比伦的时候，巴比伦人让犹太人就唱他们的歌，唱犹太人的歌。
And they said, we can't sing a song in Babylon. Our hearts are broken. This is no fun. This is terrible.
他说我们不能唱这些歌啊，我们的心是碎的，这个一点都不好玩，我们不愿意待在这。
All right, so.Chapter 9, we'll read verses 1 and 2.
我们读一节二节，但以理九章。
Daniel chapter 7, chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Someone might read that. I guess we should read that first of all in Chinese and then in English.
好，谁用我们用先帮我们用中文读一下。
马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。
All right, so Daniel was reading the Bible. He read the book of Jeremiah, and he was told that Israel was going to be in Babylon for how long? For how long?
那他在那个时候，但以理啊，他在读。他在读但耶利米书，因为那时候耶利米的书，耶利米书已经是圣经了。他读的时候呢，他读到他以色列人在巴比伦要待多长时间
？Okay, so that's 70 years.
七十年。
That's very interesting. Jeremiah said it's not going to be 54. It's not going to be 82. It's going to be 70 years.
所以耶利米说呢，也不是54年，也不是82年，就是70年，正好。
And we know from other passages of scripture that at the end of precisely 70 years, God said to Cyrus, who was the king of Persia, you let those people go back to Jerusalem now.
所以我们从其他的圣经里读到呢，就是在70年满的那一天呢，神跟居鲁士王说，你要让这些犹太人走了。
The reason that they were there for 70 years was that God had said to them earlier, You are supposed to let the land rest 1 year out of seven. Every seventh year you let the land rest. Don't harvest your crops. Leave the land fallow for 7 years.
那为什么有37 years? Yeah, 为什么70年呢? 就是因为在这之前呢, 神给了以色列人一个很明确的规定律法, 就是呢, 每7年里的第7年呢, 你必须要让这个土地安息, 这叫安息年, 就是每耕种6年的第7年, 这个地要安息。
They said, we don't need to worry about that. That's a small commandment. We can. It's always nice to get harvest your crop every year. You don't need to leave it. So they just said, we don't worry about that.
所以，但是以色列人说呢，哎呀，这个事情我们就不用想那么多了。每年都收成，不是多很好吗？不用想什么过了6年再休息一年。So
they didn't let their land lie fallow. For 490 years, they refused to let the land lie fallow once every 7 years.
所以以色列人不守这个安息年多长时间呢？正好是490年。就490年里面呢，他们没有让这个土地每7年安息一次。
How long is 490 years?
490年是多长呢？
70 times 7
70 okay.
70乘以7 So God's got these sevens all over the place, especially in prophecy.
神有很多的七，尤其是在预言里有很多的七。
So Jeremiah, the prophet that Daniel was reading, said the land will have to be, you'll have to be in Babylon for 70 years to make up for the time when you didn't let the land lie fallow for the 490 years.
所以耶利米就说呢，由于你们490年啊，也没有守这个安息年，这个地都在耕种，所以呢，你们要被掳70年，这70年里呢，地就是被迫不耕种了，就安息了70年，就补上前面落掉的那个缺。So
when Daniel read this, he said, well, this is very interesting. And so he started to pray. And he prayed to God in Daniel chapter 9 that the Lord would explain to him what he was going to do to his people, how he would fulfill this promise of 70 years.
所以呢，在第九章的时候呢，但以理看见这些经文，他就说，哎，这个很。 很有意思，所以他要开始祷告，求神呢告诉他怎样行来使这些经文上的预言得以印证。
So he spent a lot of time in prayer, and then the Lord spoke to him in verse 24.
所以他就一直祷告，然后紧跟着呢，到了24节呢，神就开始对他说话了，借着天使。
And he says to him in verse 24, 70 sevens are decreed for your people.
他为你本国之民和你圣城啊，已经定了70个期。
Okay, so Jenny, lots of sevens.
很多个期哈。
Yes.
Okay, 70 sevens are in line for those people. So God's got everything figured out.
所以神是很多事情他已经算好了，已经计划好，所以这个70个期就是从这里来。
I want to stop for a minute and put it to you this way. Your life. Does God have it all figured out for your life?
神是不是把你的生命也计划好了呢?
Yes.
How long are you going to live?
你能活多长时间?
I don't know.
Does God know?
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, does it matter whether you know?
Mm-hmm. 所以你知不知道呢？不重要， 神知道。
God knows. I don't have to know. God knows.
我不需要知道， 神知道。
He's got it all figured out.
他什么都已经算好了。
So what do I do when I go to bed at night?
那我每天上床前我要做什么呢？
Pray.
I thank him. I pray. I thank him and I go to sleep.
我祷告，我谢谢他，我睡觉就好了。
Okay. I say, Lord, you got it all figured out. I don't know what's going on.
反正你都知道，我不需要知道。
He has it all figured out for his entire nation. 77. He's got it all plotted out.
70个期啊，他对他整个国他已经算得很清楚，所以 他一切都在计划和掌控中。
So I say to myself, if God can figure that out for Jerusalem, he can figure it out for Harold.
所以我对自己说，如果神是能够这么来对待耶路撒冷啊，他也是一样的，在我的生命中有他的计划。
So I thank him very much, and I have a good sleep.
所以我就谢谢他呢，我就睡得很好。
And Shoko says that was a strong wind.
啊 ，Shoko 刚才说呢，哎呀，这个日本这个台风很厉害。
But she thanks the Lord for his goodness, and she goes to sleep in spite of the fact that a lot of things have been blown around.
嗯，所以她也一样，她也知道神的保守和平安，所以她感谢神，她就照样能睡得好，虽然有很多东西被吹跑了。
Okay, that's very, very reassuring.
这是非常令人蛮安慰的，安慰的。
All right, so the question then is, what is meant by 77s?
所以呢，问题是这个七十个七都讲了些啥呢？
All right, so we're going to read verses 24 through 29, the end of the passage. We'll read it all down in Chinese and then in English. I won't explain it very much, but you'll see that it is there, and I can maybe then answer Jenny's question a little more precisely.
Maybe we read verse by verse.
However you would like.
Okay. 我们把二十四节到二十九节啊，一节一节用中文先顺序读一下。为你本国之名和你圣城，已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
你当知道，当明白，从出令重新建造耶路撒冷，直到有受高君的时候，必有七个期和六十二个期。正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连接带壕都必重新建造。
过了六十二个期，那受高者必被剪除一无所有，必有一王的名来毁灭之城和圣所，之中必如洪水冲没，必有征战。一直到底，荒凉的事已经定了。
一期之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约；一期之半，他必使祭祀与贡献止息。那行毁坏可憎的，如飞而来，并且有愤怒倾在那行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。
All right, so that's all very interesting. I find the whole thing amazing. I listened to Rachel reading. I said, how could any girl so young figure all that stuff out? It's just absolutely amazing. Anyway, congratulations, Rachel. That's very good. All right, let's read it in English. A good exercise for us, starting in verse 24 in English. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know and understand this.From the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One, the ruler, comes, there will be 77s and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble.After the 62 sevens, the Anointed One will be cut off and will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end, and desolations have been decreed.He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on a wing of the temple, He will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. All right. That is very confusing.
这是非常令人糊涂的。
But God is going to do it.
但神是要做的。
And we say, I don't understand everything, but a lot of that has already happened.
我们说呢，我们不很多事情不明白，但是其实很多的这里面所讲的已经发生了。
And so because it has already happened, it helps us understand what is yet going to happen.
所以正因为很多事情已经发生了，所以我们就知道呢，还没有发生的事是什么。
It hasn't all happened, but it has happened, much of it has happened.
所以很多，并不是所有，但是很多已经有了。
All right, so verse 25 says,that there will come a decree to restore and build Jerusalem.
25节说，要出令重新建造耶路撒冷。
All right. So there was a man. You can read about it in the book of Nehemiah. Actually, we should turn just to complete this study. Nehemiah chapter 1.
好，我们可以读一下尼希米记的一章啊，再往前翻。尼希米记在诗篇前面。
Nehemiah chapter 1。
以斯帖记前面。这是在讲重建耶路撒冷。
I may have the wrong passage. All right, if that doesn't work, let's try. My brain has slowed down. Who's going to help me?I want to find the verse where Cyrus the king issues the decree to restore and build Jerusalem. I know where I'll find it. It's a cross-reference in my Bible. Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2.And again, I guess the fact is Nehemiah chapter 2 describes the time when the decree was given by Nehemiah's king to go and rebuild Jerusalem.
对，二章，尼希米记二章是在讲那个时候王已经给了尼希米去重建城墙的这个命令啊。
All right. So, if you study Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah is told, you go rebuild Jerusalem, and that's in fact what he did. So that's probably all we need there.
对，所以尼希米啊是被告知去建重建这个城楼啊，就耶路撒冷的城墙。
All right.
在尼希米记二章。
Then we're told, Daniel chapter 9, then we're told that from the time of that decree, there will be 7 weeks, or 7 sevens, and 62 sevens.
所以我们回到但以理书九章的二十五节呢，我们就知道呢，从下命令开始重新建造耶路撒冷，从那个时候开始算。会有七十个七数得出来。
All right, so because we're told that there's going to be 62 sevens and 7 sevens, and then after that comes, and we'll read just one line in what we've already read, verse 25 goes like this. No one understand this. From the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the ruler, comes, there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. Verse 26, after the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be cut off and will have nothing.
25节讲到, 就是有受膏到那个有受膏者的时候，有七个期加六十二个期，然后过了六十二个期呢，受膏者必被剪除，一无所有。
So the Bible students in the days of Daniel and the following generations, they were mathematicians.
所以在圣经学者呢，在但以理时代及以后的这些圣徒们，他们都是。数学家，他们都算了啊。
And they wanted to know what the sevens were.
他们想要知道这些个七到底怎么算的。
And instead of 70 years, which they had 70 years in Babylon.
他们在巴比伦一共待了七十年。
But when Daniel is looking at this in Daniel chapter 9, he says, 70 years, Lord, that's what you're working at. And the Lord says to him in verse 24, no, Daniel, 70 sevens.
所以但以理以为呢，他在找的是这个七十年的这个数啊。神告诉他呢，其实不止，是有七十个七这么长，就是神把更后面的事都告诉他。
So the sevens, the most logical conclusion for Daniel to reach in his discussion with the Lord is not 70 years, but 70 sevens of years.
所以不是说一个七十个年，而是个七十个七年。
So the Bible students then in the days of Israel and since then have said, how long is it from the decree to build the city of Jerusalem until the anointed one, that would be Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, how long from there until the Messiah comes?
所以圣经学者就开始算了，就从出令建耶路撒冷直到这个耶稣来，耶稣是那个受膏者啊，多长时间呢？
And they said, well, probably it would be 483 years. 77s would be 490 years, but 7 sevens and 62 sevens would be 483 years.
所以一共呢，如果七十个七呢，正好是四百九十年。那呢，六个七再加七个七再加六十二个七呢，一共是六十九个七。六十九个七多长时间呢？是四百八十三年。
Okay, so they're smart guys. And they did all their mathematics. And they said, you know, the Messiah is going to come. And they knew the time.
所以他们算了，他就知道啊，那个弥赛亚会来，而且他们知道这个时间是什么时候。
Actually, they knew the time. It was going to be just at precisely the time the Lord Jesus came.
然后正好就是耶稣来那一年。
Okay, so when the Lord Jesus came to the city of Bethlehem and was born, he came on schedule.
所以当耶稣来到这个伯利恒的城的时候呢，他是按着时间表来的。
But the verse doesn't say it's going to be born. He says Messiah is going to be cut off.
然后是经文不是说呢，他要生的那一时刻，他说什么？是被剪除的那一时刻，他是算耶稣死的那个时刻。
So how long between the time that the Lord Jesus Christ, sorry, that the city of Jerusalem is instructed to be rebuilt, how long from there until the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be cut off?
我们从出令建造耶路撒冷那一年开始算，一直到耶稣被剪除，就是上十字架的那一年，当中隔了多长时间呢？
483 years.
正好483年。
So there was a man who was the chief of police in Great Britain 100 years ago.
有一个人呢，一百年前他是英国的一个警官啊。
This was in the days when policemen used to catch a lot of bad guys.
那还是警察经常抓坏蛋的年代。
And he was a brilliant man. He was knighted by the king or queen for his great service to Britain. But he said, I am going to check this out. I'm going to study the detail on this.
那他是一个很不错的人，那他因此而受爵士啊，女王授他爵士。但他的兴趣，他说呢，我很感兴趣这个，我要把它算清楚。
He wrote a book, and the book is about 200 pages, and the whole book is on these 77s, the numbers, the 77s, the whole book.
他写了一本书，大概200多页，整本书就在算这个70个7。
And he calculated the precise day that the decree was given to rebuild Jerusalem.
所以他详细算了，就是那一天啊，出令，建造重新建造耶路撒冷那一天的那个日子，他都知道。
I actually wrote it down in my Bible, the 14th day of March, 445 B.C.
那是。公元前445年的March
14th
3月14号
445 BC
445年、
okay.
公元前445年的3月14号
Is that true?
That's true. This is true. This is
这是历史来的、
yeah.
这是历史
yeah. And he had to do a lot of detail to get it, a lot of study to get down to that detail. But you see, archaeology is a very precise science, and there's much detail that we know now that they didn't know 500 years ago or even 2300 years ago.
对，就是他所以他要写一本很长的书，他需要有考证嘛。所以今天来说呢，考古学是一门非常精确的科学了。所以我们有一系列的这个手段，能让我们比500年前或者说1500年前。要知道这些数字更加准确，这个时间点更加准确。
And then he studied year, the length of years in the Bible, and a Bible year is 360 days long, not 365.
然后他也计算了这个圣经里面的年哈，不是365天啊，是360天。
It had 12 months equally, 12 months of exactly 30 days a month.
是12个月呢，正好这个360天，每个月30天。
So he went all through the numbers to find out when the 483 years would be finished, when Messiah, the Anointed One, would be cut off.
然后他就开始算了，那这样的话，从那一天开始出令建耶路撒冷那一天开始往后算，算他按照这483年那一天，应该是哪一天耶稣要就是受膏者要被剪除。
So turn in your Bibles now to the book of Luke, chapter 19.
然后我们回到路加的19章。
Luke chapter 19. This is the story of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into Jerusalem.
这是耶稣进耶路撒冷的故事。
Okay? And you'll remember on this day, the Lord Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem as the king.
你都记得这个时候耶稣进耶路撒冷是以王的身份进来。
They put him on a colt and on a donkey. They put their coats, excuse me, they put their coats on the ground. The donkey walked along on their coats. They put their coats on the donkey. The Lord Jesus sat on it. He rode in Jerusalem. And verse 38 says, he came in. They were saying, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord.
他们把衣服搭在地上啊，也铺在驴上，让耶稣骑着啊，进了耶路撒冷。到38节说呢，奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。
All right, and then after he had done that, verse 42.
好，在四十二节。
Jesus speaks to them, and he said this: If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes.
十九章四十二节说呢，巴不得你现在就在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
Okay, Sir Robert Anderson proved that there was precisely 483 years from the day the king said, Nehemiah, build the city, until the people said, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Precisely to the day, 483 years or 77s of years later.
69
years, that's right. I'm sorry, you know the numbers. I can't do math. I can't think and speak and do math at the same time.
对，所以呢，就这个弟兄呢，一百年前这个弟兄，他就完完全全计算了，就是到从那个尼希米开始建，得着命令建成的那一天，一直算到耶稣要被剪除的，要上十字架的这一天呢，正好是483年一天，也不差。
All right, so I want to stop for a moment just to say only the Bible can do that.
只有圣经能这么做。
Can you imagine today saying this is what is going to happen in the city of Vancouver 483 years to the day from now?
你能不能在483年前说今天在温哥华一定会发生什么事？
You'd have to be God to write that, you know.
你只能是神了，你要做的这个。
People say, why do you read this book? Why do you believe this book?
人们会说，你为什么要读这本书啊？读，相信圣经啊。
You believe it because God wrote it.
你相信它是因为神写的这本书。
How do you know God wrote it?
你怎么知道神写的呢？
Because he can tell what's going to happen tomorrow,
and we can't.
And so, I was in my 20s, I guess, when I read that book, and I sat back and I said, God, you're wonderful.
Yes.
He got it all figured out.
我是二十几岁读到这一段的啊，就把这些所有解开的这一段，我说神啊，你真是太伟大了。
Do you know what the people did with Jesus one week after, less than one week after this day? They killed him.
你们知道这个耶稣在这之后发生什么？就是那些人杀了他。
Do you think that the Jewish people knew the time that Jesus would come?
你们觉得犹太人知道耶稣要来的日子吗？
Yeah, they knew.
他们知道。
Did they know where Jesus would be born?
他们知道耶稣在哪出生吗？
Sure, they said he'll be born in Bethlehem.
他们也知道在伯利恒。
Did they know the type of work that he would do?
他们知道他要做的什么工吗？
Sure, they knew he'd heal the sick and raise the dead and give sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf and cause the lame to walk. They knew all that.
他们也都知道他要医治瘫子啊，要让聋子能够听见，瞎子能看见。他们都知道，耶稣要来做这些。
Why did they kill him?
为什么他们要杀了他呢？
They didn't want him.
他们不想要耶稣。
What a tragedy.
多么悲哀的事。
You and I are here today, and we say, Lord. If you're that kind of God, I want to follow you. You've got it precisely to the day. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to go with Jesus.
所以我们今天坐在这里说，我说神呐，我们要跟随你。你如此的精确啊，一切都在你的掌控中。我要跟随。
So, Jenny, what comes after 483 years?
Jenny, 你知道483年之后还剩多少呢?
another 7 years.
还剩刚好七年。
Okay, that's where that other 7 years are.
这就是少了的那个七年就在这里了。
什么意思？四百八十年以后还剩七年？
嗯，对，一共是七十个七，一共四百九十年嘛。
四百九十年减掉七十年，哦。
OK，
一共六十九个七已经结束了嘛。
哦。
So there's 7 years hanging. Now let's find out what happens in those 7 years. Back to Daniel chapter 9.
我们回到但以理书九章，我们再回答你为什么最后有七年的大灾难是怎么知道的
？My first question is.Was the anointed one cut off after 483 years? The answer is yes.
就是六百啊，四百八十三年之后呢，受膏者被剪除了，是不是呢？是的。
All right, but the question is, was verse 24 fulfilled?
二十四节。应验了吗?
It says 77s are decreed for your people to and your holy city to finish transgression. Has that happened?
然后呢二十四节是没有应验的他说要止住罪过、啊、发生了吗?
No.
To put an end to sin. Has that happened?
除尽罪恶发生了吗?
No.
To atone for wickedness. To bring in everlasting righteousness. Has everlasting righteousness come in?
然后引进永义啊，永远的义来了吗？没有。
Okay, so Jenny, there's a problem.
现在有个麻烦。
483 years have been fulfilled precisely.
483年已经完全应验了。
But the last 7 years hasn't been fulfilled.
最后的七年不没见，还没有这个实现。
Okay, so that 7 year period then is hanging. And what happened is because Jesus Christ was killed, the prophetic clock stopped at 483 years, and there's this big gap. And then it's going to start again later on. But right now, there's a stopping of the clock.
So, you know.预言的钟啊，在四百八十三年尾巴上，六十九个七的那个点实现的那个点呢、啊，就停了，就不计时，就像倒计时嘛。
不是顺着那个计时。
它就停了，然后停了，一直会停到最后那个七年开始之前。我们现在是在停的这个过程中。
Okay, now it's not uncommon.For us to realize that God stopped the clock and has done something else.
所以并不是很奇怪啊，就神把这个倒计时的钟停了，他在做点其他的事。
When you read about the Lord Jesus Christ coming in the Old Testament, you'll find that many of the things that were prophesied of him, he did when he came.
所以我们都会在旧约里读到呢，当耶稣来的时候，他要做很多他来的时候他要做的事。
And so that gives us great confidence. We know he's God because he did the things that prophecy said he would do.
所以给了我们很大的信心，因为我们看见他来的时候，他都做了，知道这个应验了这些预言。
But there are many things he didn't do.
但还有很多事他没有做。
He didn't establish a kingdom.
他没有建立一个国度。
He didn't conquer all his enemies.
他没有把他所有的仇敌都消灭。
He didn't destroy all the bad guys.
他没有把所有的坏人都除了。
So what happens? Well, the Bible makes it clear. He's going to come back again. And he's going to finish the work.
所以会发生什么呢？圣经也讲得很清楚。他会再回来把剩下的工作呢全部做完。
And so we're looking forward to the Lord Jesus returning to earth and establishing righteousness.
所以我们在盼望的呢耶稣会再来一次。第二次的来他就会建立地上的义了。
How is he going to do that? He's going to do that in the context of the next 7 years.
那他什么时候会做呢？就是在这最后的七年的时候了。
All right. Now, when we think of 7 years, we just think of 7 years.
所以我们在想这七年的时候，我们就在想这七年了。
But the Bible talks about the 7 years in three or four different ways.
那神呢？圣经讲到这七年呢，是用三到四种不同的算法来说法来讲的。
And these are defined for us pretty clearly in the book of Revelation. But one of the ways you have 7 years is it's described as a time and times and the dividing of a time.
然后我们一种看法呢是时间啊，或者说时间分割开来的小的时间。
Time, times and a dividing of a time would be 3.5 years if a time were a year.Time, 1 year. Times, 2 years. Half a time, 3.5 years. And you double that and you get 7 years.
就是它里面讲到很多种的这个讲有三年两个三年半啊、有按月数算的，所以它有按倍数来讲年份的，也有按照这个就是七年来讲的。
So when you get to prophecy, the 7 years are broken down.And they're broken down to the first half and the second half.
所以你回到这个预言里呢，它首先它是把这七年分成两半啊，上半和下半。
And they're called times, a time, times and a half a time, which is 3.5 years.
就是一期、两期和这个半期啊，就是一载、两载和半载，就三年半。
And then half of that time is also numbered by days in the Book of Revelation.
啊，那个半载呢，它用天来算的。
So if a year is 360 days long, and the tribulation is divided into two halves, each a time, times, and half a time, how many days would there be in 3.5 years?
如果呢，分上下两半，每一半呢是用一载、两载，就一年、两年、半年。那来算的呢？一年、两年、半年就是三年半。三年半里一共多少天呢？用三百六十天来。
So who's going to do the mathematics for me? What's 3.5 times 360?
1260天。
1260, isn't that right?
Yeah.
So as you go through the book of Revelation, you read about 7 years, and you read about 3.5 years, and you read about times, times, and half a time, and you read about 1260 years. Sorry, 1260 days.
所以你如果读启示录呢，你会读到这个很多这种，它可以说三年半，也可以说一载、两载、半载，也可以说42个月。也可以说1260天。
Okay, and so that's how you read Revelation. When you see those numbers, you know that this seventh year, it's a time, the Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. It's a big problem time.
对，这个是圣经讲的雅各的一族的灾难呢、啊，就是大麻烦的时候，其实就是大灾难，就是后面的。
At the end of that 7 years.Jesus Christ comes back and he's going to fulfill all of these prophecies. He's going to come back at the end of that 7 year period.
所以在这个七年的尾巴上呢，耶稣会再来，他会消除地上一切的敌人，那他会建立他的国度。我们现在是在当中停掉的恩典时期。
All right, so I just got to summarize all this for you.
所以我们来先总结一下吧。
What does that mean?
这个什么意思呢？
And this is what it means. It means God can count.
神会算啊，神是很精确的计算。
It means God's got everything under perfect control.
神在一切事上都是很完美的掌权。
It means you can trust everything God says because he's going to make it work out precisely.
他能够你完全可以相信神，因为他会让这一切很准确的发生。
It means you'd be very, very foolish to say no to that God.
或者说呢，你如果跟神说不呢，你会显得很愚蠢。
He's the boss.He knows what's going on. He is going to make it work.
他是那个掌权的，所以他会使这一切发生的。
How do we know God is going to make it work?
我们怎么知道神会使这一切发生呢？
Two things. Number one, he knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
第一呢， 两个事情。第一呢，他知道明天会发生什么。
And number two, he's so powerful, he can make it happen tomorrow.
第二呢，他如此的有能力呢，他也能使这件事情明天一定会发生。
So don't think that God may have got it wrong. He not only didn't get it wrong, but if he did, he could make it right anyway.
所以你不要觉得呢，神会出差错啊。首先呢，他不会；其次呢，他有这样的能力，保证这个差错不会发生。
So when I read the Bible, when I read prophecy and revelation, I say, "Thank you, Lord. It's obvious. Jesus Christ is the boss. He is in charge, and he's got it all worked out, precise detail."
所以当我读预言和启示录的时候呢，我说神啊，谢谢你，耶稣如此的有权力啊，如此的有能力，他使一切都很准确的发生。
So that's a very complicated answer to a most important conclusion. Jesus Christ is in charge.
所以这是一个非常复杂的计算，但是呢，能让我们得到一个特别安心的真理，就是耶稣在掌权。
All right, that's a long answer to the question. Are there comments now, questions on that? Do you understand?
大家有什么问题吗？这是个很长的回答，对这第一个问题。
有点懵的。
他后来不是在启示录里面一直讲到三年半吗？
对。
只有1260天。
对，就是后面的三年半。就是后面的三年半。
那是前面的三年半呢？他不是说七年吗
？Yeah. And how about the first half of three and a half year?
First half of the three and a half years. That's very complex. I'm not going to answer that question. If you go to the book of Revelation, you'll see it beginning to unfold. Other passages in Scripture will tell you. I'm not going to get into the detail of the book of Revelation tonight. It would be too confusing for us.
Yeah. 所以呢，他说这个太复杂了。他今天晚上没有不可能把这个全部解开来，因为呢，就这七年里，所有的这个事情呢，圣经里都写了，所以，就是分两半啊。然后今天如果再讲下去就讲不完了。
那大灾难是就后面三年半。
The tribulation is the second half.
No, the tribulation is the whole of the book.
The whole seven.
But what happens is, Daniel chapter 9 tells us that there is a prince that's coming. Let's just quickly look at it.
大灾难是整个七年都是。
The middle of verse 26 says, the people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Verse 27, he, that is the ruler of the people who will come. And to make this really quick, that would mean he is the Antichrist, the ruler of the Roman Empire. That's who is referred to. He will confirm a covenant with the many for 1 7, and in the middle of the seven, he will put an end to the sacrifice. That's verse 27. So, Jenny, this man comes and he says, I'm going to be the world ruler. I'm going to solve the Jerusalem problem. I'm going to solve the Israel problem. And he makes a contract with the Jewish people for 7 years. And that begins this last seven-week period, that last week of seven-year period. He begins the contract. In the middle of the contract, he breaks the contract. So you've got 3.5 years, he breaks the contract, another 3.5 years. It's all the tribulation, but there's a contract in the middle. And it's confusing, and we don't have time to get into the detail, and it doesn't matter terribly much, because we don't have to be there. We get to go to heaven. Okay? This is all going to happen down here. This is all for Jacob. It's all Jacob's trouble, the Jewish problem. We're not going to be there. We go to heaven.
所以这里有两件事要弄明白，就是你刚才说的呢，七年呢，它整个七年都是 灾难期。那这个起头呢是敌基督会来了，敌基督会和地上的万国呢和他会有一个盟约了，就这个二十七节讲的一期之内啊，他必须许多人，他其实就是这个 Antichrist， 就这个敌基督了。那他在这个七年里他又分上下半了，然后半当中的时候呢他会违约啊，然后呢前面跟后面又分开啊。这个呢有很多的细节，其实我们不需要太多了解的原因呢，这个跟地上的教会没有太多的关系，因为教会在这之前是要被提的，所以这个是雅各家，雅各家其实就是以色列家，就是今天的犹太人，就是以色列国，跟他们有很大的关系。雅各家在这七年里面是要得救的，所以但是呢教会在这七年的开始之前就全部被提了，地上不再有基督徒。
So the book of Revelation is very interesting, but we don't have to be in it. Lots of suffering, lots of chaos in the world, but Christians go to heaven before that. That's why we trust the Lord.
Yeah, the question is if you are not Christian, not being raptured,
yeah.
So, and then you will be suffering this tribulation, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's why we become Christians. We say, I don't want the book of Revelation. That's not what I want. I don't want to go through a typhoon like happened in Osaka. So who would ever want the book of Revelation? I'd rather go to heaven. So I say,
这就是我们成为基督徒很好的地方，我们原很重要的原因。我们不想去经历启示录那个过程了，就像我们不想在台风地震的时候在当地，这个很正常的。
Why am I persuaded to believe the Bible so that I do go to heaven? Because the Bible says this is going to happen, and I know it's going to happen because God kept all his promises yesterday, which means he's going to keep all his promises tomorrow.
所以神昨天在过去的他就不停地应验他的应许和这个预言的话呢，他在没有发生的事上我们就要相信他一定会发生。
Other questions or comments for clarification or otherwise? I get really excited about this. Imagine God being able to tell the future so accurately.
神如此的准确啊，来告诉我们未来啊，所以我经常想到这个事实就很高兴，很兴奋。
And then I read the Bible and I find out that he can tell my heart just as accurately. I read the Bible and he says, Harold, this is the kind of person you are. I say, oh boy, this book, this is God speaking.
所以这是神的书啊，他也会很准确地跟我们讲我们是怎么样的。 Could you maybe explain a little bit on the why the time is suspended for now?
Why the time is suspended?
After 69
years. Why the time was suspended after 69 years.
69 sevens.
Yeah, after, that's right, the 69 seven, 483 years. God had to make a decision. And the decision he had to make was this. Do I come down now and finish all the judgment? All these Jewish people killed my son. Should I come down now and finish it? Or should I defer judgment so that other people can know I'm good God?
所以呢，我刚才问他哦，就是能不能解释一下为什么神在483年的时候他停了，就像那个计时期他停了。所以他说呢，神其实在那个时候他要面对一个选择，他当时就开始那最后七年的审判呢，还是他先推迟他的审判，让地上有更多的人有机会认识他的荣耀和恩典。
So, on Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, just 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, Peter was going to speak to the people.
所以在使徒行传的二章里，彼得呢，在五旬节之后哈，五旬节的时候，就是耶稣升天五十天之后呢，他开始跟人讲道。
They expected, the people expected, that because they killed the Lord Jesus, he was going to bring this last 7 years upon them right away. Okay, the Jewish people, how do I put it? Peter on Pentecost was preaching to the people who killed Jesus.
就是彼得在五旬节讲到的那些听众啊，其实是那些杀死耶稣的那些人。
But Peter said Jesus didn't stay dead.
但彼得却说呢，耶稣并没有一直死的状态。
He's alive again.
他已经复活了。
What did those people expect?
那些人听众在预期什么呢？
They expected that Jesus was going to come back, round them all up, and he was going to destroy them right there.
所以那些人在期待，很害怕，他们就觉得那耶稣很就应该回来把他们都给消灭，因为他们就是杀耶稣的凶手。
And God would have been just to have judged the entire world at that time and bring the whole thing to stop. And fulfill what is mentioned here in Daniel's prophecy, bring in righteousness, set up the right kingdom, but get rid of all the bad guys.
所以神呢是完全公义的，在那个时刻他就可以回来，审判全地，把这个罪人都除了，就开始这个七年的这个灾难。神是完全可以这么做的，因为这么做是公义的。
But Jesus said, "I'm going to defer judgment." I'm going to put this off so that other people like you and me could become Christians and get the blessing of God, which the Jews rejected.
所以神说，耶稣说，那我要把这个推迟，这样呢，让地上的后来的人，比如说你，比如说我，能够在犹太人拒绝救恩的时候，可以得救。
So I'm not even sure what the question was. Long, can you remember what the question was?
You answered already. 就是我刚刚想问他，就是神为什么那个时刻停了这个钟啊？就是为了我们能得救。
The book of Romans goes into some of the logic here. Basically says that God brought in a different time. David would say we should be teaching dispensational theology at this point. Translate that if you can. I apologize.
就是就但以不是那个罗马书其实也讲到了类似的内容啊。就 David 弟兄，这次过来他也建议我们能够，如果再讲一遍这个时代论的这个神学，可能会对大家理解这些会更有帮助。
God said, I'm going to send the wonderful message of Jesus to the whole world. And so he put a stop to the timetable that Daniel chapter 9 says was for the Jewish people, not for the whole world. It's the Jewish people. So there was a stop put on that so that he could reach the Gentile people like you and me.
对，所以罗马书讲也讲了这个犹太人会得救啊。所以实际上呢，但以理书的这个九章的这个预言呢，它这个时间表是给犹太人的，所以神呢在犹太人的四八三年的时候呢，就把这个时间表给摁下去了，就停住了。那这样的话呢，外邦人的时间就开始了，是外邦人时间是藏在犹太人停住的这个时间里面，那等于犹太人的时间表就是这样的，所以最后的一个期在末世的时候又会重新回来。然后以色列全家都要得救，在罗马书也讲。
Is there any way I can further clarify this? I feel when I start this, when I start this kind of a story, everybody's with me. Half of the way through, people start to go to sleep. And if I could just clarify it a little more, that maybe would help.
他说他每次开始讲这些，一开始呢，大家都跟得很牢。但是跟到一半的时候，基本就有点晕了。
他说那个停止的那个，他把那个时间停了，跟那个要满足那个数量，就跟地上的圣徒的数量，跟天上天使的数量那个数量有没有关系、啊？
嗯、okay. ，So whether these timing is also correlated with the numbers, because there's also numbers of saints being saved, right?Also, God also counted numbers. Right? So whether these two processes so actually in line or will reach in the same point of time.
I'm not sure. The number of messengers, the number of preachers in the book of Revelation is 144,000.
Yeah, so for example, the Romans, yeah, Romans 11.
Yes.
Romans 11. 25. Yeah, the last part of 25. Until the full number of the Gentiles has come in.
Yes.
Yeah, the full number. So which means that in God's plan, there's also a number to reach a certain number, full number.
Yes,
right?
I'm not sure that it is. Have you translated that into Chinese? Does anybody know what we're talking about?
Yeah, we know.
Everybody knows except me. Okay.
Because you don't understand Mandarin.
I know. I'm not sure that phrase, the full number of the Gentiles, is the precise and accurate translation.
Oh. 所以他说他不是很确定这个数目填满了是一个真的是在讲数目的这个一翻译哈，就是这个原文是不是这个意思，他不是很确定。就是不一定是在讲数字。不是在讲你的人数，
不一定是字面这个意思，
不是这个字面那个意思，不是说你要数人，数到多少人满了就够了。
就怎么 count 是在神手上嘛？可是也是跟信徒的，
对，不一定是在算数
字这个层面的意思。
对
，The authorized version translation is until the fullness of the Gentiles come in, and.The phrase fullness is a wider phrase than full number.
所以原文它用的是 fullness, fullness 是完全哈，它比一个完整的数字它的意义可能要更广一些。
So the word may mean that God has a number in mind, so many million Gentiles will be converted, that's be the end of my program.
也许这个意思是你说的，要算到多少数啊，多少亿万的人啊，数字够了，也许这个意思。
Or the logic could be that God has a full program for the people, and it's the fullness of the program rather than the fullness of the number of the people in the program. And I've always felt that it was the fullness of the program.
Everything up to God.
That's right. It's God's program, and He's going to fulfill His program.Which is bigger than just a number of people.
也许是在讲神的计划是完全的，是满足了，就是他这个会比简单的一个数字要更宽一点，
丰富。
All right, so I'm going to go back now. We've got 1 minute left, so I'm going to give you the same summary that I've given you 3 or 4 times tonight. I don't want you to miss the summary. The summary is this.God is in charge.
所以我最后呢，最后一分钟我们要结束了，我还是要回到我们今天总结的点上。今天总结的点就是神在掌权。
He's got all the details worked out.
他一切的细节都在他手上。
He's got all the numbers worked out.
他有一切的数目啊，都在他手上。
He's got all the schedules worked out.
一切的计划也都在他手上。
Okay, so my simple mind says, Jesus, You've thought of everything.
我的脑子就告诉我，这个耶稣啊，你是什么都想到了。
I just follow.
So that's all that. If Jesus has got it all figured out, I just say, okay, let's go.
如果你什么都想好了，那我就跟着你就好了。
Okay.And that's the simple life that I have lived all my life.
这就是我一生所活的简单的生命，就是这样。
I said, Jesus, you've thought of everything. I'm just going to go along for the ride. Let's we'll enjoy today.
你是如何跟着呢？
How did you follow him? How did you follow?
I followed him very simply.
我很简单的跟从他。
I said, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior, and I want you to be my Lord, and I choose to follow you now.
对，我的方法呢，就是我说主啊，我愿意你成为我的救主，我愿意你成为我的主，我愿意现在就跟着你。
I was 7 years old.And I said, Jesus, I want to follow you.
七岁的时候我就说主啊，我愿意跟着耶稣啊。
And when my mother said, Harold, do this.
然后我妈妈跟我说 ，Harold， 做这个。
And I didn't want to.
然后我不想做。
She would say, Harold, what does Jesus want you to do?
然后她会说 ，Harold， 耶稣会要你做什么呢
？And I would say, Okay, mother.I'll do it your way because God says obey your mother.
然后我会说妈妈我啊那我做吧，因为神说呢要顺服你的父母。
And that's where my simple heart has been all my life. I've said, Lord Jesus, if this is what you want, I choose to follow you.
这就是我很简单的一个想法。我说神呐，主啊，如果这是你想要的呢，我就跟从你。
And that's this afternoon's sermon.Okay, you weren't there this afternoon, but a few of us were at Alan Ray's funeral this afternoon, and I just preached on the importance of following the Lord Jesus. That's what we do. We say, Jesus, I will follow you.
这是我今天下午在 Alan 弟兄的追思礼拜上我的讲道也是这个，就是主啊，耶稣，我要跟随你。
If the Lord Jesus were to walk into this room right now, and he were to say,Follow me. I've got something I want you to do on 16th Avenue. What would you do?
如果现在耶稣走进这个
follow him out on the 16th Avenue.
走进这个房间，说你们来跟从我，我要做一些事情，你会怎么样？你会跟着他走，对
？Okay. What he says to you and me tonight is, I want to lead you beyond 16th Avenue. Follow me.Okay, I read this kind of stuff. I read about Revelation. I see what he's done, and I say, Jesus, I choose to follow you.
所以，就像我读了圣经，我知道他所做的，那我会说呢，我选择要跟从他。如果他今天晚上就走进来。
And I did a long time ago, and I'm glad I did.
Amen. 所以我很早以前是这么选的。我很高兴我做了这个选择。
Time is gone.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are the God who's got it all figured out.
主啊，我们谢谢您，您是那一位，一切都在掌握中的神。
Lord, how foolish we would be to say.I think I'll go my own way.
我们是何等的愚蠢，如果我们说我要做自己的主。
It is true, Lord, that it is so extremely foolish to reject the Lord Jesus Christ.
这真的是很何等的愚蠢，当我们拒绝耶稣基督的时候。
And so, Lord, we pray that each one of us will be humble enough before you to say, Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you right now.
主啊，我们盼望每一个人在您面前都能够谦卑，到一个程度说，耶稣啊，我愿意接受你，跟随你。
So you've given us a good evening, Lord, and we thank you for what you've done. We just pray that we will be humble enough to learn.
主啊，谢谢您给了我们一个美好的晚上，带领我们学习。我们只是 盼望能够很谦卑的来到您面前来学习。
And we give you thanks, Lord, for telling us this.
也谢谢您告诉我们这些真理。
We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.